Texte numéro 129. Women are tired of having to walk men through it. The male comic standing up for hashtag MeToo. When US comedian Kelly Backman found herself performing to a bailed Harvey Weinstein at a New York show in October 2019, she confronted him from the stage. But she was the only one who did, and later wrote in the New York Times, "A lot of the work in calling out rape, rapists, and rape culture unfortunately still falls on survivors. I want other people to speak up for us so that we don't have to." Similar pleas have come from women and non-binary comedians in the UK after the latest round of hashtag MeToo revelations this summer. Mae Martin, Eleanor Tiernan and others asked for men to take over the conversation about sexism and sexual harassment. When the majority of stories involve a male perpetrator, surely men need to be the ones making changes. For those who have experienced sexism and harassment at the hands of male colleagues, it's not a given that men want to see change. Many women in comedy I spoke to this year reported being harassed or belittled, while other men present did nothing. For them, the inaction of colleagues was unforgettable. But the first step is listening to women. Men need to prepare themselves to hear allegations against men they know and like, and respond in the same way they would to allegations about a stranger. Sean Morley, stand-up comedian, agrees. You hear about people you've known for years and you're like, wow, I've got no radar for this stuff. For men trying to avoid working with potential abusers, the information they are trusted with is vital. In those situations, Morley says, you can at least avoid working with them in future. As many women have experienced, this can mean losing earnings and openings, a fact that's ensured protection for abusive men who control work opportunities. Reflecting on the impact of complicity is part of a process of self-examination for Lonergan. While he has challenged men making rape jokes in green rooms, in conversations with female comedian friends, he has heard how his own ironic sexist jokes cause discomfort. However, we have a duty to have those conversations, and for men to initiate them. I know women are tired of having to walk men through this. We can have those conversations amongst each other, not looking for forgiveness, looking to reroute that behaviour. One tactic that's been used to tackle sexual harassment in US university campuses is bystander intervention. Julie Dennis at the Advisory Service Centre says male bystanders can play a crucial role. There are three key actions: diffusing a situation, empathising with survivors, and addressing perpetrators. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.